Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Retirement match night. One assumption has been fighting in your corner for years, maybe decades. The assumption that a promise made in partial blindness can be quietly retired when the bill finally arrives. Tonight, that assumption hangs up the gloves, steps into the ring one last time, and faces 15 wisdom traditions who have been studying its footwork. One question. No judges. The crowd decides.
The Godshow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, how do I keep a promise I made before I knew what keeping it would cost? At one day's scale, that's exhaustion. One hard morning, honoring words spoken in lighter air. At a decade's scale, it's identity. Who are you if you hold it? Who are you if you don't? At a life scale, it's something close to what it means to be a person whose word means something at all. How do I keep a promise I made before I knew what keeping it would cost? Existentialism opens the door and does not apologize. Sartre's move here is almost brutal. The self who made that promise is gone. Not weakened, not changed, gone. So the question isn't whether you owe a debt to a prior version of yourself. The question is who you're writing into existence with what you do in the next 5 minutes. That's either clarifying or genuinely terrifying, depending on your afternoon.
Stoicism is already tired of that conversation. It says the cost belongs to fortune, which is not yours to weigh anyway. What is yours, unchanged since the moment you spoke, is the character that made the promise. The careful cost-benefit you're running inside your own chest right now? Stoicism calls that the soul negotiating itself smaller. It says skip the reflection. Do the partial act tonight.
Judaism and Islam split here in a way I find genuinely useful. Judaism wants to know what exactly your mouth made holy. The words or the world you imagined you were speaking into. Because a vow made to a phantom, to a situation that turned out not to exist, isn't a vow, it's grief-wearing obligations coat. The rabbis would argue about this. There would be footnotes. That argument is not a cop-out. It's the tradition taking the question seriously enough to not collapse it into a slogan.
Islam does not argue. It points at Ibrahim with the knife above his son and asks, "Did you think the cost estimate came first? The trial is the promise. Your word was heard somewhere before any human witness caught it, and the weight that arrived later was already known there, already held. You were not deceived," says Islam. "You were trusted. Enormous comfort, or an enormous amount to carry on a stalled train platform with nowhere to go and the next train 40 minutes out."
The pop culture oracle went to Middle Earth today, Frodo saying yes to carrying the ring in a warm room in the Shire, before a single mile of Mordor existed on his map. Tolkien's quiet point, and it takes the whole trilogy to make it, is that the ignorance was not a design flaw. The promise could only walk through that particular door, the one that didn't yet show the mountain. Absurdism picks up exactly there. The universe doesn't reward fidelity. Keep it anyway. Because revolt against emptiness requires that some things hold, and this is one of them. The rock stays heavy. Push. Buddhism's image is the one I keep returning to. The promise was never a stone. It was a river you mistook for one. That doesn't mean let it go. It means carry it as something alive. Tomorrow's question is already waiting, and if today was about the cost of a word, I suspect tomorrow deserves something about what we get back.
The assumption that a promise belongs to the version of you who made it, not to whoever you became by the time the bill arrived, has left the ring. It did not go quietly. Existentialism was waiting at the ropes. Stoicism didn't even look up. Islam stood in the corner, holding a knife and saying nothing. That's the fight. That was tonight. If thegodshow.us is part of your daily thinking, support the free multilingual project at thegodshow.us. Subscriptions. To keep the question of the day alive in 15 traditions, every morning, no paywall, thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The assumption has retired. The promise has not. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.